Hello, and welcome to the Ron Remo podcast. I'm podcasting on my phone today, and it's a little bit tough right now. Well, not really, actually. I'm complaining for no reason. All right, well, let me explain why I say that, okay? So, a while ago, we were going to build a little studio for me so I can do whatever I want. I could sew, I could dance, I can play video games without bothering my family. I was super excited, and I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to use that as like a podcasting area. I could set up my computer and my microphone and put up like that soundproofing foam and, you know, all the good shit. Well, things have been kind of getting in the way since that day. I believe it was like 4 days after I put out Makeup Conspiracy Part 1, 2, and 3. Which are still available to listen to, and they're really fucking good, because I did an episode with my friend Val. So, highly recommend that you listen to those. Take a listen. But, the plans were kind of slowed down, because A, the weather has just been insane, and it's cold as fuck since we're in winter right now, and B, we've just been really busy, and I think now it's kind of gotten to a point where it's kind of slowed down a little bit, which I'm really thankful for, because now that I'm out of college for the semester, I finished all my classes, finished my exams. I think they went well. I think the only class that I absolutely bombed was statistics, so I'll just have to wait and see how that works out. But either way, I'm done with my finals, and now I have a lot more time to just focus on podcasting. Which I haven't really done because I've been so focused on December because fucking Christmas is coming up and I don't know if there's going to be a Christmas episode. I will try my absolute best to make a Christmas episode, but there are no promises because I am what? Inconsistent as hell. Oh, but I'm currently sitting in my car watching my dog and the neighbor dog. Oh, okay. I'm just watching my dog just be a dog, really. Just doing it up. I'm getting ready to go to work after this episode. That's why I'm doing it in my car. And it's like the only quiet place where I know no one will bother me and that no one is gonna, you know, I'm not gonna bother anyone. You know, it's just, it's easier that way. So today, I wanted to talk about a few things that have been happening. I kind of want to go over the impeachment thing, but not really, because I never know exactly what is happening. I know the headline, like, Trump is being impeached, but he's not actually out of the White House yet, and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get into that shit. That is not my area of expertise. I am kind of like a, I don't know, I more so talk about pop culture trends that are happening. So, without further ado, let's get into our first story, okay? So, the first thing I actually wanted to talk about is the whole Onision thing. I'm not going to give it too much attention because that's all he really wants is attention. But, a while ago, Onision went fucking nuts. A week or two ago, he went absolutely crazy. He posted online talking about how he finally got his Patreon banned. It was disabled, it was taken away from him, whatever you want to call it. It was done. There's no more Patreon for Onision. He fucking lost it on YouTube. I watched the video myself, which I feel like I shouldn't have done because that's just pseudo-supporting his channel, if that makes sense. I'm not there to support him, but I did go to his channel, which technically counts as support, which I absolutely hate. He is a smart cookie when it comes to YouTube. Like the old saying goes, bad publicity is still publicity. But that's what he's doing. He's creating chaos so that we can feed into it and we can be like, aha, stupid Onision, but we're giving him that attention, which is exactly what I'm doing, but it has to be said. And honestly, oh my god, this dude needs to stop. Anyways, it was like a whole, I forgot how long the video was. It's been a week or two, and I've been caught up with other shit. He just lost it, and he was talking about how people are so mean and like so fucking, they're assholes. They just want him to live the worst life possible. Well, that part's true, and the reason is, Onision, is because you're a terrible human being, and you should not be given the platform you are given. But here we are, and you are a constant cunt. It is constant. You are as constant as the speed of light. Like, oh my fucking God. I want you. I think you are one of the only people. Well, there's a lot of people in my own experience that I want to, drop dead. And you just are a piece of shit, and I hate you. But here's the kicker. Here's the thing I wanted to talk about. Since he uploaded that video, also an apology video, also another video right after it. And like the apology video wasn't even an apology video. It was just a fucking promo. It was a promo for his latest like a GoFundMe account kind of thing where, people can donate money to him so that he can continue being a terrible person. And that video actually got a lot of dislikes. And then he uploaded another one saying that he wasn't gonna do YouTube anymore and blah blah blah. And he was just gonna stop if that's what people fucking want. And he went on to destroy his quote unquote workspace. He ripped up his green screen shit. He destroyed it. But I'm pretty sure he put it back up after he stopped filming, because that's the kind of person Onision is. He's just honestly looking for attention, and we're giving it to him. I'm giving it to him, but it has to be talked about, because we as the internet, well, as YouTube anyways, I doubt the rest of the internet could give two shits about Onision and about the issues about Onision. As YouTube watchers, we have to just stop giving him attention. Like, we have to stop clicking on his videos to dislike them. We have to stop going to his channel to check it out, because that is all revenue to him. We have to just stop. We have to pretend he does not exist anymore. We have to basically high school him, and we have to shun him like the social leper that he needs to be. No, he does not deserve this type of platform. He's a terrible human being, and he does terrible things, like grooming girls that are younger, way younger than him. Him and his wife, Kai, whatever the fuck her name is, or their name, I'm sorry, I don't want to misgender them. I don't even know what their preferred pronouns are. But him and his partner, his life partner, they're terrible people. They're awful people. Lainey Bot, I think that's their name. Lainey Bot. Yeah. And so with all that shenanigans happening, drama YouTubers, drama channels have been reporting on the Onision thing. But here's the thing. I was watching one of my favorite ones, Petty Page. Shout out to you, girl. I fucking love you. If you're listening to this, please send me a shout out. I love you so much. But Petty Page was doing a segment called Sipping the Tea, or something like that. Sip of the Cup, where she does segments the same as like a podcaster would, or like H3H3 does, which I'll get to in a second as well. She finally got to the Onision part, the Onision segment of her whole episode, I would call it. And she said that she had gotten so many copyright strikes from Onision, and she had no choice but to take the videos down, because if she had fought the system against Onision's copyright claims, it probably would have meant that her channel would have been taken down, which sucks absolute dick. This is why I think Onision is one of the worst people ever, is because he can criticize people, but people cannot criticize Onision. He does not want to hear it. He just blocks, 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 blocks. And it's just childish. You can't stand the fact that people have opinions about you. Get off of the internet, because people are gonna have opinions about you. I'm pretty sure you can't ban everyone from the internet. That'd be amazing to watch, though. That would be incredible. Anyways, Patty Page talks about how she makes revenue from her channel and to fight the copyright claims that Onision put on her videos means that she'd probably have her channel taken down, which she's not gonna do because she needs to support her family. She just had a baby like a month ago, which congratulations to Miss Patty Page and her husband, Mrs. Patty Page, I should say, and her husband, I don't know his name, because he never shows up on camera. She never brings him up. I've only seen him in the wedding videos and the Instagram pictures where she gives birth, a natural birth at home in a pool. But I'm with Patty Page. The fact that Onision copyright struck her so badly and she had to take down her videos is just uncalled for. Like, this man does not give a shit about anyone. And this brings us to our next victim of Onision is H3H3, Ethan and Gila, I believe her name is. I don't really watch the H3H3 podcast, but they were also a victim of the copyright strike by Onision, where their segment from another podcast they had to take down from YouTube, but they fought it and they won, I think. Oh, sorry, that was my that was Asian for Mario Kart Tour. If you heard that, I'm so sorry. Forgot to lower my ring. Oh no, okay. But they won. They counter claimed it and they fucking won and they told Onision to fuck off, which mad respect to Ethan and Gila because God, fuck Onision. And fuck Laneybot. They're just the worst people ever. They act like they're allies and they're not. They act like they're good people, they're not. Onision tries to act like the sensible voice of reasoning. He's anything but reasonable. Just fuck you, Onision, you piece of shit. This next segment is actually about Lizzo. Now, a while ago, Lizzo was seen, she was spotted at a basketball game wearing a very revealing outfit. It was basically just assless chaps. It's the closest I can can describe it is she had assless chaps and she was wearing a thong. And during the segment where the girls come out and dance and shit, I don't know basketball. I fucking hate basketball. I'm a baseball person. But it was seen that she was dancing and she was twerking to it. And this sparked a whole fucking controversy about how she's inappropriate for children, and why would she even do this, and blah blah blah, and she's just ugh, disgusting, and oh, she's so gross. Why would she twerk at a basketball game? First of all, people quickly went to Lizzo's defense, saying, "Well, if she can't twerk, then if you're saying that, she's being inappropriate for the children, then why can you explain the half naked basketball dancers that come out during the halftime show and dance in front of the kids? That might as well just be inappropriate as well." The fact is, they were trying to say that Lizzo is not appropriate for children because she was twerking at a basketball game. And there are far worse things that if you want to go down on this level and say Lizzo was being inappropriate, well, I mean, Beyonce, there was a fucking, there was a post on Facebook I saw that compared Beyonce's Super Bowl performance to Lizzo performing on her shows. And basically it said, well, Beyonce does the exact same thing. The only reason you guys are targeting Lizzo is because she is a fat black woman. She's fat. And she technically, in your eyes, should not be doing this because she's fat. And it's true. Like, Lizzo does the same thing every female artist does. She's just having a good time wearing what she wants, dancing the fuck how she wants, and people are getting upset because it's Lizzo, because she's a fat woman dancing and revealing clothing. Like, who gives a fuck? You're there to watch a basketball game. Pay no attention to Lizzo. The paparazzi, they're there to just take pictures of Lizzo. It's just, they're just being paparazzis. You stating the argument that she is being inappropriate by twerking at the basketball game? Well, sorry, but it's just kind of stupid. It's really dumb. You fucking just mind your damn business. Stop saying that she's inappropriate or that she's terrible or that she's this or she's that. She's Lizzo. She's doing what she wants when she wants to, and no one can tell her otherwise. And it was such a fucking stupid big deal. Also, on the Lizzo little on the Lizzo topic, she recently released a new music video for her single "Good as Hell," which appeared of she released it a few years ago, and then she made another music video. And I say another music video because she has a music video for it already. And it was really cool to see Lizzo kind of make a new music video for it. I think it's the one with Ariana Grande in it. I have not seen it. I've seen the thumbnail where she's holding the flute, and I was just like, yeah, that fits Lizzo. That's Lizzo, all right. She twerking with the flute, playing the flute, twerking, playing the flute, twerking at the same time. Oh, it's magical. I love that woman so much. She is fantastic. What else do I want to say about Lizzo? I think just Lizzo kind of just represents the body positivity movement. She knows she's sexy, she knows she's fine, she knows she hot as fuck, and she knows she's fat, and she doesn't let that stop her. And I think that's a really good thing for people to see, is that you can be sexy and fat. You know, some people are just genetically kind of predisposed to be a lot thicker. Some people are genetically predisposed to just be thinner. I've seen people who are so thin. My cousin is thin as a rail. And the poor thing, I feel so bad for him because he has such a fast metabolism that it kind of messes with him. He has to constantly eat, but it burns up so quickly that he can't ever really gain muscle mass. So it sucks. So that's why I think the body positivity thing is important with Lizzo, because it's just, she's just being her. She's accepted her body and she loves it. And that's the whole point of the body positivity thing, is to not try to alter your body if you don't feel like you need to. If you love your body the way you have to learn how to love your body, and then you can change it. I've learned to love my body. I love my body so much. I am so blessed to have my body. I want to get skinnier. I want to lose weight. Not because of health reasons, not because of vanity issues. Well, maybe some vanity issues. I just want to be skinny for once. I've always been a fat kid all my life, and I would like to lose a few pounds and kind of, you know, see what it's like to actually just be skinny. And if I put on the weight again, that's my issue, you know. I also have like a emotional dependency with food. I eat food whenever I'm happy, whenever I'm sad, whenever I'm bored. So I think that kind of that's the kind of reason why I gain so much weight, is because coupled with my like depression, I eat a lot when I'm depressed. So I gain all this weight, and then I'm just like, why am I getting fatter? And then I kind of go into a spiral again. And then the cycle begins. But back to what we were talking about. Yeah, this whole Lizzo thing, twerking at a basketball game, totally ridiculous. If you're offended by Lizzo twerking, don't pay attention to Lizzo. It's that easy. She's a celebrity. You just mind your business. Don't say shit. You definitely just shut up. Just shut up. Okay? Good. The next thing I would like to talk about is a little reminder that Epstein didn't kill himself. And this is, I know it's been a long time since you've heard this. Maybe it has, maybe it hasn't. But I would like to remind my fans that Epstein did not kill himself. He did not kill himself. People sent out killed him. People who were hired to kill Epstein killed him. There is a huge reminder that Jeffrey Epstein was just the beginning of this whole thing. There is a group of people out there who take children and basically do pedophilic things to them. And Jeffrey Epstein was one of the main vein, one like the main veins of this whole pedophilic body. So just a quick reminder, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And this is why it's important. It's important because people need to know and be reminded that there is an elite group out there who do things to children that are in a sexual nature. And they still do it. They're trying to cover their own asses. And they're trying to sweep it under the rug because they know that the internet will just do that. The internet will forget things. It's just how the internet goes. But I would just like to remind everyone, Epstein didn't kill himself. And I want you to remember that. The next time a company decides to try to sweep it under the rug. There was recently an article that states that the surveillance tape for Epstein's jail cell was not found. This is them trying to cover it up. Do not be fooled by this shit. Do not forget. Do not falter. If you catch yourself forgetting, go on the internet and type in Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And you'll see. You'll see all the evidence that you need. Someone is trying to stop this. And you know what? It will not be stopped. This will keep going. It's just, I have to remind people, because we cannot just let this just slip on by. This is not okay. You cannot just forget what this man did to children. He used them as if they were sex toys to powerful men. Like how do you forget something like that? Can you imagine if your daughter went missing? She ended up in Jeffrey Epstein's Miami house or in Florida, wherever the fuck it was. Can you imagine? Like, it's been 5 years since your daughter went missing, and then you find out that she has been a sex slave at Epstein's manor, or whatever the fuck it's called. Can you imagine that? It'd be heartbreaking. You would want to kill this man. Because it's just disgusting. And the reason he was killed is because he was going to be used as a witness to what was going on. He had to confess to what he had done. And can you imagine a confession from Epstein? That would break the whole cycle. The sex ring that's going on, it would go in. It would be a fucking, it'd be a shit show for them. And it'd be justice for all the parents who had their kids abducted. But no, they had to kill him. Because it was easier that way. Because they needed to keep Epstein quiet. They needed to have Epstein die with his secrets. That's why he was killed. So, if you ever forget, just remember, Epstein didn't kill himself. Epstein was murdered by someone who's trying to keep all of this quiet. Alright? Alright. And I think that's where I'm going to leave it off at for now. I just wanted to make this really quick little episode talking about the things that have been bugging me for the past few weeks. And I just wanted to say have a Merry Christmas, have a happy holidays. I want you guys to be safe out there, have fun with whatever you're going to be doing. And if you're not celebrating Christmas, go to a roller rink. Have some fried chicken. Do, like, whatever you feel like doing for the holiday, while everyone passes the holiday season. 2020 is right around the corner. We're about, what, like, 2 weeks away? A week?
Oh no, I'm not gonna keep in time. Time is an illusion at this point in my life. But I just wanna say be safe, guys. And there's gonna be more episodes coming. It's just been fucking wild. I'm still trying to figure out how this scheduling thing's gonna go because I'm not a scheduling person, I'm not a planning person. Until I started writing scripts. But, I. Here we are, a year later. I can't believe it. Can you believe it? It's been since September, actually. It's been a whole year since September. But nonetheless, it's been a year since the Rotten Rainbow podcast has been up and running. And I'm very proud of myself for how consistent, more or less consistent, I have been. So, with that, I just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa, happy winter solstice, and I will see you guys next year. Maybe if I don't record an episode before the year ends. I don't know, maybe. We'll see. But we'll catch you guys later, okay? Bye.